The assemblage looked a little shocked. It began to dawn on them that maybe this planet's forces were losing.
Suppression of evidence,
laughed Lord Schleem.
Is a crime punishable by this body by fines. I suggest you mend your attitude. Of course, if you have no modern equipment.
Sir Robert sent the trace out to a resolver. They waited, and presently a stack of pictures came back. They were spectacular air views, in full color, of 25 burning cities. The flames were roaring thousands of feet into the air, and if you passed a finger down the right border, the sound turned on. The sound of rushing flames and crashing buildings cut through with the howl of furnace winds. Each picture had been taken at a height best showing the conflagration, and the resulting effect was devastating. Lord Schleem passed them around. Paws and jeweled hands and inquisitive feelers made them roar.
We offer,
said Lord Schleem,
very liberal terms. I am quite sure I will be rebuked by a motion of our House of Plunder for being so liberal. But my feelings of pity prompt me, and my word here is, of course, binding upon my government. The terms are that all your population be sold into slavery to meet the indemnities it incurred when Earth brought on this unprovoked war. I can even guarantee that they will be well treated. Over 50% survive such transportation on the average. Other belligerents, the Hovins, Jambichals, Bolbards, Drawkins, and Cairns, to divide up the rest of the planet to meet the expenses incurred in defending themselves against this unprovoked attack upon their peaceful ships. Your king can go into exile on Tolnep and even be provided with a spacious dungeon. Good, fair terms. Too liberal, but my feelings of compassion prompt them.
The other emissaries shrugged. It was obvious, it seemed to them, that they had been called here just to witness some surrender terms in a petty war. Sir Robert was thinking fast, trying to see a way out of this trap. At the start of the meeting, he thought he had heard the hum of the transshipment rig 2 or 3 times. He could not be sure. He could not count on anything right now. He was tired. His king was wounded. His wife might be dead. All he could really think of was leaping on this horrible creature and taking his chances with those poisoned fangs. But he knew such an action before these emissaries would be fatal to their last glimmering chances. Seeing his indecision, Lord Schleem said with a harsh, acid hiss,
"You Earthlings realize that these mighty lords can make an agreement to force your capitulation. I believe the other combatants of the combined police force agree to my terms."
The representatives of the Hovins, Jambichals, Bolbards, Drawkins, and Cairns all nodded and said, one after the other, that they certainly agreed to these liberal terms. The rest of the assembly was just watching. A local dispute. But they could swing over and support the Tolneps if it meant ending this useless consumption of their time.
"I came,"
said Sir Robert,
"to discuss your surrender. But before we go any further with this, I shall have to call in my fully authorized colleague."
He made a signal in the direction of where he knew the button camera was and sat down. He was tired. The slowness and delay of these deliberations had eaten into him. Didn't these gilded popinjays realize that while they dawdled about, good men were dying out there in the field? But urgency never touched them. They were not even really interested. He knew he had failed miserably. He hoped he had not hurt any chances Johnny might have. Forlorn hope. It was all up to Johnny now. But what could the poor lad possibly do?
End of CD 35.